Here at the Bart Winkler Show, we give you hot takes, hot mics, and hot guesses.
It really doesn't matter what you say, and I'm hoping that nobody on our team is playing for you.
It's the audio of the day you need and the transcript you don't.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take this serious.
I'm not. I'm
real serious. I put my heart and soul into this every single week.
The contestants are ready.
You play to win the game. Hello?
The Bart Winkler Show proudly presents Guess What They Said.
Listen, we're talking about practice. Not a game. We're talking about practice.
Here is tonight's host, Carlos with a K.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
Guess What They Said. Every Mondays, Winders Audio, and Fridays here on the Bart Winkler Show. And for the first time ever, for Guess What They Said, all college basketball.
Oh my God.
Shout out to you, Selection Sunday. Shout out to you, NCAA. Let's start with Florida, Bart. Florida snags one of the number one seeds in the men's bracket. So I want you to guess what head coach Todd Golden, what he had to say on where he ranks his team in the country. Now, this one is 17 seconds long. Guess what Todd Golden, Gators head coach, has to say.
I don't know that this has got to be like the most pure form of this game. Because we're going to hear from people that I've never heard talk. And so I got to really guess what they said. That's why the game exists. To see if I can guess what they said based on the situation, based on cliches and how it works. So, Todd Golden, you say?
Si, senor.
And he wants to give me that again.
On where he ranks his team in the country.
All right, I think we're the best team in the nation. I think we're the best team in the country. We can beat anybody on any given day. You worry that sometimes you can lose to anybody on any given day, and that's why the tournament's so exciting. But we can beat anybody. We certainly feel like we're going to be playing in this tournament for a while, and we look forward to getting out there and competing.
Really, I just think we continue to prove what we have been all season, you know, which is being one of the best teams in America. Continuing to show that we can beat anybody in America. And, when we're playing like this, I think we are the best team in America. And we got to keep going. Obviously, that can change.
Wepa! That is a Puerto Rican word of celebration. W-E-P-A. Wepa! Because Bart is off to a good start. 1-0. Good. I'm glad that you leaned it on the whole cliche things because, you know, this is pretty much why we put this game together.
Yes.
We expect coaches and players to say nothing when they speak, so nothing is what you get. It should be easily translated, but sometimes there's a curveball. Luckily, there wasn't here for you. All right, so let's go on down to Auburn. Bruce Pearl. I want you to guess what he had to say, head coach for the Auburn Tigers. Guess what he said on where he ranks the SEC in college basketball. Now, this one is also 17 seconds long. Guess what the Pearl had to say.
I don't think you'll find a better basketball conference in this country. They may look at us about for other sports, but this is some of the best basketball has been played right here in these gyms. And we're going to have a real good tournament. It's a competitive league. It makes us better each and every game. And that kind of experience is going to matter. Come the postseason. But I don't think you'll find basketball any better across the country.
We did great work in the non-conference for our league. A lot of teams did. And because the league sent 14 teams to the SEC tournament, the fact that we were regular season champion of the best conference in history of college basketball, I think is the reason why we were landed at the number one overall spot.
All right. We're going to put this one to the side. Because how it's written here when I played it is not what I thought he was going to talk about. My understanding...
Yeah, I think the slug was tough. That's not... that. Yeah.
Well, so my understanding was this is him talking about where he ranks the conference. Mm. But what actually played would have been the slug before that. Now I'm just curious. because there is one that he's talking about. Auburn deserved the number one overall seed. So I just want to play it to see if it's fundamentally different than what we just played.
If you don't get emotional, or if it's not special, it's time to get out of it. Whether you're the fifth seed, you know, 15th seed, or the number one overall. I was hoping we'd get the number one overall. I felt like we deserve it because of the body of the work.
All right, so I'm going to have a tiny conversation. I'm not mad, but the slug is certainly misleading because they both could have been something different than what it's put.
May I approach the judge?
Please, go ahead.
Despite the confusion, I did say you're not going to find better basketball in this country.
And I agree with you. I don't think you got it wrong. I'm not saying that at all.
I'm waiting for the bell.
Well, I want to put it to the side because what I thought I had here, not listening to the clip, because I wanted to judge in real time, as we've discussed before. The clip says, Bruce Pearl calls the SEC this season the best conference in the history of college basketball. But what he actually said is nothing to do with the history of college basketball.
He does say that. He does say that in the cut, though.
Does he?
Yeah.
I'm listening. Here's Bruce Pearl, what he said.
We did great work in the non-conference for our league. A lot of teams did. And because the league sent 14 teams to the SEC tournament, the fact that we were regular season champion of the best conference in history of college basketball, I think is the reason why we were landed at the number one overall spot.
Okay, so he does say it, but it's really more about him bigging up Auburn. So I just don't like this whole thing that we're talking. You're going to get the bell because you did correctly say that, you know, they played the best basketball. I was really looking for him, an emphatic him boosting the conference, not necessarily the fact that Auburn won it, therefore it's a great conference, but whatever.
An appropriate slug, as we say, could have been Bruce Pearl on why he believes the SEC is helpful in the argument for why Auburn should be the number one seed.
Sure, I would have taken something like that. But whatever, we took the scenic
route.
Also,
you were complaining about something that then you then heard wrong. You didn't even hear the part.
No. I heard it right. I heard what he said, but I interpreted it in such a way that he's like, hey, look at us. We played in such a good conference, but we won, so we must be that good. And Auburn is that good, but that's not what I was looking for.
There's a very simple, instead of getting so bogged down, there's a very simple solution, and that's listen to the cuts before you play them.
But I don't want to. Hell, we're lucky we even had five cuts to scramble and play it on a Monday. All right, so you're 2-0. You need one more to win.
Again, you're relying on what's in a system. You go find these cuts. You got the internet.
No, I don't want to do more work. I want everyone else to do a better job. Why do I have to pick up the slack?
Well, this is the light we... Because I'm not... So I'm going some places. So this is the last guess what they said for 2 weeks.
Oh, wow, that's right. I completely forgot you're not here on Friday. Programming note, everybody. Jody Mack will be here. I don't know about next week. We'll figure that out. But in any case, yeah. At least we can enjoy this guess what they said for what it is right now, which is... baffling to me that the clip was misslugged. In any case, you need this one for a clean sweep, and we'll play the other ones just for people playing at home.
I was in the zone. Now I'm so unfocused. Good. I mean, you knocked me off.
Good. Here's Duke head coach John Shire, who took over for Mike Krzyzewski. The Blue Devils are also a number one seed. May or may not have Cooper Flag in a tournament. We'll see. But I want you to guess what John Shire's message is to his team. This is 19 seconds long. What did he say to those Dukies heading into the tournament?
I said, we got to, it's about who's on the court that day. It's about who's out there that day. We got Duke on our chest. We may not have everybody. We may have some guys, but it's about just giving it your best ball. You got 40 minutes to go out there each and every day. And we know this team can get it done.
Before I play the clip, is it John Shire or is it Mike McCarthy? Because they were very close in terms of how they sounded.
It's John Shire.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see what he actually said.
I want our guys to block out as much as he can. Obviously, the tournament is talked about so much, but in terms of predictions or in terms of what else is happening, because it's so fragile, you know, and you want to make the most of each moment and just really staying locked in the present. So that's going to be my main messaging to the team.
Any complaints?
No, I was close, but...
You know, I like to get the spirit of the clip. I don't think you were in the spirit of the clip in that one.
You can give me the buzz.
And I did. So 2-1, you're still looking for the win here. Could nail it down. You need this one. Otherwise, you won't get it for the week because you're not here on Friday. So let's go to your favorite head coach in college basketball, Rick Pitino. I want you to guess what he said on what St. John's did differently this season compared to last year. Now, St. John's won the Big East tournament for the first time since a long time. I don't have the year in front of me. I don't follow St. John's. I barely follow my own team. Then I'm going to follow St. John's. Even though I live in Queens, which is a weird thing. I probably should be a Johnny Storm guy. Listen, just because I live in Queens doesn't mean...
Well, I live in Milwaukee and I'm not into Marquette, so...
All right, yeah, exactly. Like, and if I was going to be a college basketball fan, which I'm not, really, the logical thing would be to be the fan of my alma mater, which is the Iona Gales, even though they fired Toby Anderson and they lost to Mount St. Mary, whatever. But also, I could have other schools back home to choose from. Loyola went on a hell of a run with Sister Jean a couple of years back. I could have went with them. I actually did go to Loyola for a year.
She's still alive.
She'll outlive me. But, you know, if I wanted to fall back and be a fraud, I totally could have came in wearing Loyola colors. As a sophomore in high school, I took 1 year of Asian America studies at the collegiate level. I learned Japanese and then completely forgot it.
Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa. Konbawa is a good evening. But yeah, I barely speak any Japanese words. I could say my name is Carlos and I like juice. You know, that's really about it. Watashi wa karusu desu, juice wo nabemasu, or tabemasu.
What are you talking about?
I just said exactly what I just said. Anyway.
What is this history lesson?
I don't know why. Some college basketball tangent. I'm sure we got lost there. When I say we, I mean me. All right, guess what Rick Pitino said about what St. John's did differently this season compared to last year.
It's just the intensity. We just, it's another year. We just get the intensity and the fundamentals and really believing in each other and coming together as a unit and really just playing hard and something like that.
Last year, at this time, we were playing the best basketball of the season, lost 95-90, the closest game Connecticut had. We didn't make it. So we just wanted to play every game in the Big East tournament as if it was the first round, second round, and third round. We did that. The pressure was mounting on us, but we came through in a big way.
I don't know where the hell that was, but you know what? Good enough for me. You mentioned intensity, and he talked about pressure. To me, the two go hand in hand, so congratulations. Okay. 3-1, you'll win the game, but people are still playing.
I forgot about the St. John's last year because it was like they had to win to get in, and then... they didn't get in, and people
they
were
did
all...
not. That's right.
Yeah, forgot about that.
All right, so last one. Again, this is really more for the players at home. I want you to guess what they said here. Bart Keith Gill. He made an appearance earlier in the program. He is the NCAA Selection Committee Vice Chair. I want you to guess why he said North Carolina received a spot in the NCAA tournament field. This one is 23 seconds long. Guess what Keith Gill had to say about UNC getting in. Rather, why they got in. Sorry. Why they got in.
We liked their strength of schedule. We liked, the teams that they played against. We thought they may not have won all these games, but they fought hard. They're a very competitive team. We think they could be matched up against anybody. And we thought they were certainly deserving of the nod.
It was based on Memphis and UAB. If Memphis won that game, then that was going to free up a spot in the tournament, and that was going to be North Carolina. If UAB had won, then Memphis was going to be in the tournament. UAB would have been in the tournament, and North Carolina would have been the first team out. And so that process played out today. Memphis won, and that put North Carolina in the field.
All right, for administration purposes only.
That was impossible.
And I did tell you off air that this was going to be pretty hard. Again, for admin purposes, official score is 3-2, but because it's 3-2. You win today's edition of Guess What They Said. Congratulations.